Welcome.
Please leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Check 1, 2. Mr. Nobody, this is podcast number 4. The diamond inside me, shattered. Why do I blame myself? That's the question I've been asking. I could ask it on the surface, just as a bunch of words. But I want to go deeper. And I want to ask, and I want to find out why I blame myself for my son's OD.
Please leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
And again, I hate that term, OD.
Thank you.
Overdose. As if there was some form of underdose or proper dose.
The mailbox is full.
There's not. Every time a junkie fools themselves into a use of one of those deadly drugs, it's an overdose.
Welcome.
That shit does not belong inside of you. So every time you do it, it's an overdose. And part of you dies. Part of your power, part of your resolve, part of your disgust. When the police officer who called me after attending to my son's dead body, I heard in my mind, as soon as he told me that my son was deceased,
and it was from drugs,
because I immediately thought, like,
it was a homicide detective.
He got in a fight.
So I thought a fight.
Or he got in a car accident. And then I asked him how. And he said that they found his paraphernalia. I think that's the word he used. And there was a scream inside of me that was so loud. It was deafening. But I made no sound out of my mouth. It was like somebody turned on the ocean to 10, to 11. Two thoughts came into my mind. It was the weirdest thing, because when something like that happens, or should I say, when that happened...
Please leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
And all my illusions came crashing down.
All my hopes and dreams for the future,
at least as they regarded my son. And also, how I saw myself in this world... disintegrated into that ocean, pulverized by that ocean, that screaming ocean. And then these two thoughts came, one after the other. It's like they were lurking in the water, And they had nothing to do with me because they were there. And they just appeared, showed themselves. Like two giant sharks. And the first thought was, I did everything I could. It's crazy, man. I did everything I could.
Welcome.
And the next thought was, I will not let this destroy me. I will not let this destroy me.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
1-2 punch. I did everything I could, and I will not let this destroy me.
Goodbye.
My son started taking heroin again about, 4.5 months before he died. I could go into his phone, or I have his computer, which I still can't look, still can't open and look at anymore. I looked at it in the few days after he died, and I saw that he had been taking pictures of himself all fucked up. Because he wanted to see himself. Looking at himself. It reminds me now of a Van Gogh exhibit that I saw. Of Van Gogh's self-portraits. That were collected for this one exhibit, and so there was something like 30 of them. And as I moved through this exhibit, I started to experience a very weird effect that Van Gogh was looking at himself in the mirror, looking back at himself in reality, knowing that somebody would be looking at that loop, looking at himself in the mirror, looking back at himself, knowing that somebody else would be looking at him after lingering in front of every one of these paintings.
That he was not just a painter,
but he was a performance artist.
Because he was aware
that others would be looking at him,
observing himself in this piece of theater,
looking into the mirror, looking back at himself.
His eyes,
that the eyes stayed the same through each of the
unchanged awareness,
where he's putting across the performance of his self-observation. Why do I blame myself?
Thank you.
Goodbye.
I'm not so sure about not letting this destroy me.
Please leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Unbelievable. So when those two thoughts came, I did everything I could, and I will not let this destroy me.
Take it away.
Like a pendulum that was always swinging, I just listened. While there was a screaming ocean in my mind.
Take it away.
Those two sharks swam by.
Rock by right, my dear.
There was some... poured so much love into him. I don't judge you. I hear you. I'll listen to you. But I want you to know how important you are to me and how much I want you to survive. And be safe. And be a decent person. A powerful person. An educated person. A gentle person. Shattered. Because I was so
welcome.
Horrified that he would destroy his body with this bullshit that I felt his life force. How do I put this? I don't want to sound supernatural. I felt a responsibility, like I responded to his self-destruction, because I realized that with all the religion and all the intellectualization, none of it is worth anything. If you fuck up your body. body is your vehicle to experience this life. And if you're a person of bad habits, equivocation, tap dancing, excuses, lies, bullshit, victimization, martyring yourself, all that stuff, you can't get there. Because that stuff poisons your body. It allows you to make excuses to not see that you are standing in your spaceship. And all of it is connected. Bodies don't walk around without their brains. And brains don't exist without their bodies. And so when my son killed himself, I felt a responsibility to take on a reverence and respect for my body that was on another level. On a much deeper level. And yet I blame myself for him dying. There must have been something I didn't teach him. There must have been some depth to which I didn't reach him. I made many mistakes in the course of my marriage, my divorce. My own addictions. My periods on lost paths. When I wasn't being safe. I mean, I think there is a necessary amount of danger or risk that we need to take. But it's not this stuff. It's not meth or crack or heroin or opiate pills. And you know that. Everybody fucking knows that. I suppose some people have gotten addicted through taking painkillers. But I don't know how. You'd have to be in a lot of pain and take those things for a bit of time. I got those painkillers several times. I didn't want to take them because I knew they were opiates. And knowing about drugs enough, I mean, I'm a frickin' musician, you know. And I still knew, don't take the shit that killed Hendrix and Charlie Parker. Don't take anything down that path. Didn't matter if a doctor gave it to me or whatever.
Uh.
Somebody once mentioned to me that they found enough fentanyl in a bust in Boston to kill, you know, everyone in the United States. And my answer was, so what? I mean, yes, you have to find that and find the criminals, the murderers who are importing these drugs and selling them to our tribe, our people, all people, to make money and crush them. Unplug their networks. I agree with that. But my point was, what if they found, you know, 1,000 pounds of arsenic? You have to know. You already know. And yet, there it is. My son, taking pictures of himself, all fucked up, on smack. I hate all these names for these drugs, too. They suck. The whole game sucks. And that's all it is. It's a game. It's a game you decide to play. I don't care how depressed you are, or how beaten down you are by life, or hopeless or despondent you are. None of it matters. None of that is an excuse to destroy your body. And here's the thing. This is not just my body. You are not just you. We are all one living organism. A network, like a fungus that lives underground that's connected and only appears to be individual little mushrooms when it presents itself. I'm not just respecting myself or loving myself, because myself does not exist. Not by itself, not in isolation. It's part of that fungus, that network, that web. We're all one organism. I felt betrayed when my son killed himself. I felt that he betrayed everything. Not just himself, but you and everything. I did everything I could. I don't know. I tried to. I thought he was in such a good place. How stupid am I? How blind. I was even reading a book about body language, how it betrays your real feelings and thoughts. I was just about to say my son's name.
Thank you.
My son and I...
The mailbox is full.
...chuckled about that. He even said, Dad, you're scaring me. Did I just not want to see? Stress tells.
I couldn't tell. Did I just not want to see?
And man, he played me so well.
He didn't oversleep. He wasn't out late.
I couldn't figure out...
Did I just not want to see?
...what he was doing. I could not detect.
Did I just not want to see?
You're playing that game. And you're already dead. It's just that nobody else knows it yet. Maybe not even you, but you should. You should.
This thing is gonna rip apart. You say you're sorry. You say you're sorry. But not to anyone. One more crack will break your heart. And there's no safety. Just one more shake. And it'll come undone. The freedom surprises you, lurking in the dark. Falling forever in an arc. Now we sing the second verse. I love you deeply. As if I'm dreaming, only for a flash. Passing on the family curse, I hear you weeping. Fast asleep, covered in red ash. A garden surrounds you as you drag yourself through life. Only reach out to you.
I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Please leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. parts. Maybe just one trait. And when there's finally nothing left, I'll be detonating my darkest art beneath a floodgate.
Will I not let this destroy me? I don't know.